Hey, this is Mike June. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Sometimes, yeah, I got the darkness. Lines on my face, hair's turning gray. Best years of my life have gone down the drain. Bye, bye, bye. Yeah, I got the darkness. Slips of the tongue, shame and regret. I've traded my future for a mountain of debt. I can't climb. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Hey! Everybody's got all the things I deserve. I want mine. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Oh, big corporations, too big to fail. Politicians and bankers, too rich to jail. Why try? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Recession, oppression, secret drone wars. It's like nobody gives a shit anymore. Why should I? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Let your light
on me. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Are you feeling saved? If not, we'll keep working on it. That's our pal Mike June trying to save us from the darkness. You got the darkness? Oh boy, do I have the darkness. But music always makes me feel all right. So I love coming down here on Sunday afternoons and playing you great music and just sitting back and enjoying the tunes. That's what I'm going to do. And hopefully you're going to stick around and enjoy it as well. And hopefully it'll clear away some of your darkness away from your miserable little life for a little while. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. And I get to hang out here and play singer-songwriters and sometimes heavy metal. Did you listen to the show last week, huh? What did you think? Nobody said a word, really, except Stu Reed was excited that we finally played Wussy. So, you know, if you listen to that crazy thing, let me know what you thought. I am working through the podcasts. Ian shamed me on Facebook, and thank you for doing so, Ian. A little bit of shame goes a long way in my life, and it got me motivated. So the podcasts are coming. There's a bunch of new ones up, and by new I mean a month old. But we're getting there. So check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all that stuff. And we kicked it off there with our good pal, Mike June. Mike June was just in Winnipeg last month. Well, I guess it's August now, isn't it? Good Lord, it is. Where did July go? At the end of June, Mike June was in town with Jess Klein, and that podcast is up on the website now with that fine visit. So you might want to check that out. And Mike June also is trying to put the finishing touches on this great new record of his. It's called Poor Man's Bible, and that sing along hit right there is on that album. And you can help him make that thing by just going and pre-ordering a copy. You know, you go to his record, MikeJune.com, and pre-order the record. That's the simplest thing to do. But if you know, you can add on all kinds of neat stuff. There's a poster and a vinyl record and all kinds of neat stuff that you can add on there. And every little bit helps. Even if you don't want to, you know, kick in the 25 to get the record, you just, you know, throw them $5 or $10. It'll make you feel good, and it'll help a great guy make what is sure to be an amazing, amazing record. Don't believe me yet? Well, he sent me one more track, okay? And I want to share it with you right now. Here's something else brand new from Mike June. And it's going to be so great. I'm so glad that I've ordered my copy, and I wish you would too. We'll play this, maybe a couple of other pre-order surprises, because I got a couple of exclusive pre-order tracks as well from other projects. So maybe I'll play you those. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and thanks for doing so.
Time riding the pine. When I get my chance, I'm Modesto, Greenville, Hickory. Now I'm down in Monterey. I'll try to be patient. I'll wait for my pitch. Keep my eye on the ball, try to see every stitch. God bless the New York Yankees. God help the Mets. God bless you, Louis Armstrong.
My body, I'm hard on my bones. I'm hard on every tool I own. Hard of hearing, I'm hard of taste. Getting all my teeth replaced. I'm hard on every tool I use. I strip the drivers and the screws. I'm hard on my soles, hard on my heels. Hard on tires, I'm hard on wheels. Hard on clutches, I'm hard on brakes. I'm hardest on my own mistakes. And my suspension needs new springs. Cause I'm hard on things. Yeah, I'm hard on things. I love. I'm hard on hearts. I'm hard on flings. I'm hardest on the sweetest things. I've worn out 2 gold wedding rings because I'm hard on things. And I may be right and I might be wrong. It's hard to put that in a song. It's hard to make this Gibson sing. Whenever I try, I break the strings because I'm hard on things. You understand me? I'm hard on things. Everything. I'm hard on my friends because it's hard to care for someone you love who's hardly there. I'm hard on my wallet, I'm hard for cash. I go hard until I crash. Hard on my liver, it's hard on my head. It's hard to sleep when I lie in bed with the nightmares the morning brings.
Wicked, including some feedback from Jay Nowicki from Winnipeg. That's our pal Corin Raymond. He stopped by the Sunset Saloon a week ago for an absolutely incredible show, and played that song, and we got to talking about it and stuff. And they flew Jay Nowicki into Toronto to play on this record, and they asked him just to play feedback on that track, which is kind of awesome, and it sounds so cool. That's from the upcoming album Hobo Fever Jungle. I always get it mixed up. Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. There it is. Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. It's easy to say and fun as well. Which you can pre-order now on the Pledge Music. PledgeMusic.com. You can pre-order the Corin Raymond record, and it's going to be pretty darn stellar. I'm telling you, I got to hear a bunch of tracks last week, and absolutely loved them. This thing is going to be absolutely epic. And once again, it's going to be a huge package with the big coffee table book and all kinds of other goodness in it. So I'd highly encourage you to check that out and pre-order your copy. Before that, we heard something brand new from Sweet Alibi. They also are looking for pre-orders for their new CD that they've been hard working on. And we played a track off of that record, and you can pre-order that now also on PledgeMusic.com. And that should be a pretty great record. We heard Not a Fight from that, and we kicked it off with something from Mike June from his upcoming album Poor Man's Bible. We heard the baseball song, and you just go to mikejune.com. He's cutting out the middleman. Kind of a brilliant idea. And I think it's turning out to be way more work for Mike, and certainly more frustrating. But I admire his willingness to do it alone and cut out the middleman. So you go to his website and you click on the FU Kickstarter page for all the details on that, and pre-order what is sure to be a fine record. Now, speaking of hard on things, I got to play a little tribute, okay? You know, we like to honor the greats here on this show, and well, when one of the greats passes, we're obligated, really, to pay tribute. And so we're doing this out of duty and out of respect for a great former Winnipegger. I'm sure Mike June would approve. Here's a classic from a great man who we lost, was it yesterday, day before?
I feel better already. A dear, dear friend of mine. For everybody, Rowdy Roddy Piper!
Are you ready for this tune?
Still, people keep joining them.
If I was a cult leader, my cult would be wicked. We'd find a jam to kick out, and then we'd just kick it. We'd wear the coolest cult robes, and then we'd disrobe each other. We'd never shave our heads or call each other sister and brother. When the car bounce rocking, don't come knocking, don't come banging or rattling. Cause we're busy getting busy, or just casually rap battling. Drinking cult Kool-Aid straight, a little water, no rocks. You know that I'll drink it too, when it's time to kick off. Cause my body is mortal, but my rhymes are unkillable. Look at me slide through the song with all its defunct syllables. My lips are quick and slick trick, I got mad skills. It's not making me rich, but hey, it pays the bills. It's true, cross my heart, this is a work of nonfiction. So don't fall apart when I whip out my diction. Cause I write all my songs while listening to the Wu-Tang Clan. I learned some tricks from ODB and Method Man. When I'm not rhyming, trying to find time to unwind with the classics of comedy. Though I know those jokes are lame or sick, downright vomity, but the shiniest apples have the slimiest worms at their core. Don't bother to stop me if you've heard this one before. Is this old chestnut? Is this real knee slapper? Inside every one of us is a comedian, a co-leader, and an amateur rapper. We'll be right back.
got a good one for you.
What's that?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow poo.
Moo. You see, the joke is the cow is always interrupting him. Never mind. I should maybe stick to dead baby jokes. They work every time. It says a lot that we've got lots of them about dead tots or toddlers. But when we see a live one, we don't kill it. We just kiss them or coddle. Now, some of my best friends are moms and dads, and they may hate me. But isn't parenting the last refuge of the scoundrel? No, that's patriotism. Anyway, I see a lot of people. First meeting them, breeding like guppies. My heart goes all down and uppy when I see a little kitten or a little puppy. And I find my heart bursting with red heart-shaped confetti. And I think, maybe I'll get a dog. Then I go, nah, I'm not ready. I couldn't handle the responsibility. Where would I find the time to build my compound, my comedy career, my empire of rhyme? But then I think I'll need a dog if the nuclear holocaust comes. We'd wander the desolate planet, hide in deserted city slums. My dog would warn me. He'd bark if mutant cannibals were attacking us. We'd be bushwhacking, double backing in case those mutants were tracking us. Then we'd finally find refuge in an abandoned nursery school and we'd be alone. I'd light a small fire and my dog would find and chew an unknown mystery bone. We'd wake up in the morning, starving, our lips blue and our ribs showing through. And I'd spy a pack of wild dog puppies and think of trapping just one or two. And my dog would look up at me with those big eyes all sad and gentle. And I'd be like, come on, dog, it's the apocalypse. We can't get sentimental. But here's the cherry on the cake. Here is the topper, the capper. Inside every one of us fakes. Beats the red heart of a mother, a father, a trapper, a cult leader, a comedian. And an amateur rapper.
Thank you.
that well may me, but I'm sure as hell that it starts with me, and that's a wisdom I've laughed at. I don't know what the world may want, but a good stiff drink it surely don't. So I think I'll go and fix myself a tall one. Cause what the world needs now is a new kind of tension, cause the old one just bores me to death. Cause what the world needs now is another folk singer like I need a hole in my head. I don't know what the world may need, but a V8 engine's a good start for me. Think I'll drive and find a place to be surly. I don't know what the world may want, but some words of wisdom could comfort us. Think I'll leave that up to someone wiser. Cause what the world needs now are some true words of wisdom, like la 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 la. Cause what the world needs now is another folk singer, like I need a hole in my head.
Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, you've been under my skin for more than 8 years. It's been 8 years of laughter and 8 years of tears. I don't know why.
color in between, but rainbows on the skies, hesitation for sad, regretful eyes.
Stanley from the Lowest Below, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.
There's something going wrong in this fair county. So on your head, they've placed the strangest bounty.
Thank you.
That is pretty rocking great stuff there. That's a guy named Brian McMillan from his album Shine. When did that thing come out? I don't even know. Years ago. It's been a long time since Brian McMillan put out a record, but that record is so good. It's called Shine. Perhaps he has a hard time topping it, but the guy's been real busy. He plays with a ton of other people. Like, he's kind of the hired gun around Toronto, it seems. You know, when you want to put together a great band, you hire Brian McMillan. And one of my favorite bands of all time has done that, and I have very mixed emotions about it. He is part of the current iteration of the Lowest of the Low. We heard the Lowest of the Low there from the greatest album of all time, Shakespeare in My Butt. We heard 4 o'clock Stop. Now, the Lowest of the Low, a fine four-piece outfit. They traded in their bass player when they got back together years ago in the 2000 or 2001 or whenever the hell it was. And nobody really noticed, and nobody really cared. So, you know, I know that bands can change people, but last year, my good pal, and this guy is just a wonderful, wonderful person, Stephen Stanley, he quit the band, and it looked like the end of the Lowest of the Low. Well, apparently not, because they're back together, but they're doing it without Stephen, and I don't know how I feel about that, because I love Brian McMillan. I know that bands can go on with new members. I know it happens all the time. But Stanley was such a part of the magic. Oh, man. I don't know what to do. I guess they're not playing in my backyard anymore. Like Stanley said they might do. Oh, well. Maybe that's why I left the band. They wouldn't do it. I don't know. Anyway, Lowest of the Low, they got a few dates coming up around Toronto and in Buffalo. And I'd be tempted to check it out. You know, that's all I'll say about that. We heard Cracker in there with a classic called Teen Angst, What the World Needs Now, something from Bobby Bear Jr., Valentine. We heard The Burning Hell in there with Amateur Rappers, and something from the great singer-songwriter Rowdy Roddy Piper here on Tell a Band to Go Home. We play only the greatest singer-songwriters, and we got to pay tribute to the late, great, former Winnipegger, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Sad, sad thing. Guy dies. Them wrestlers, they sure do die young, eh? I think he was like 61 or something. Not that old. Oh, well. Anywho, I'm going to play a few more fun things. Then I'll be honest with you. There's not a lot on the agenda today. So if you want something to be played today, a request, suggestion, you want to talk about something, today's not a bad day for it. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can email me, jeff@telltheband2gohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. Get your thing in. Now, a couple of weeks ago or so, we did our 600th episode, and we played the stats. You know, we went and figured out all our most played songs and stuff, and in a lot of cases what was really noticeable was things that were missed that didn't show up on any list, and it just seemed so strange. And this is one of those songs that it appears we've never played on this program, and I find that extremely hard to believe. But just in case, or, you know, obviously we haven't played it for a long time anyway, I got to play it for you because it's so great. It is from an absolutely wonderful record. It's so, so good, from 1995. This guy is so underrated and so wonderful. This song, as a matter of fact, features Lucinda Williams and Emmylou Harris. And not nearly enough people know who this guy is, and not nearly enough of you have this record. If you can find it, pick yourself up a copy. It's called Dead Reckoning. Here is a classic from Kieran Kane.
Someday I'm gonna leave this dirty little town, where the talk is cheap on the dirty little streets, and the trees are dying underneath the sky that's purple and brown. Can't drink the water, can't breathe the air. If you go out at all, well, you better take care. People packing heat on the mean old streets of this dirty little town. I've been saving my money each and every day. Every dollar I make, I put a nickel away. 5 little pennies don't seem like much. Maybe 20 more years and I'll have enough.
cheap on the dirty little streets. And the trees are dying underneath the sky that's purple and brown. You can't drink the water, can't breathe the air. If you go out at all, well, you better take care. People packing heat on the mean old streets of this dirty little town. Something about me that they don't know. I've already left this place in my mind. Till my body goes, it's just a matter of time. But someday I'm gonna leave this dirty little town, where the talk is cheap on the dirty little streets, and the trees are dying underneath the sky that's purple and brown. You can't drink the water, can't breathe the air. Go out at all, well, you better take care. People packing heat on the mean old streets of this dirty little town.
Of his mama's house. in the eyes of a beautiful girl. He's unbuttoning her blouse. He lays her down on this wretched town, tells her it's okay. He's gonna make everything alright and get her out of here someday. It's a hard way, it's a hard town, it's a hard place to hang around. If you come from nowhere, that's where you'll be found. And don't you make a sound, this house of cards ain't falling down. Your daddy is waiting for you to come home. Shut your mouth and close the door. Your mama is waiting. Your mama is
sun. You're looking for another day. Along for the ride out in the night, underneath the Milky Way. We don't need a reason, we don't need a rhyme. We're on the run, chasing the sun, just trying to get it right. On the run. Shotgun on a world that's turning a little too screwed. You're done when you stop learning. I wanna hold her hand in the back of a Chevy van. I wanna hold her hand. We run the run, chasing the sun, looking for another day. Long for the ride out in the night, underneath the Milky Way. We don't need a reason, we don't need a rhyme. We're on the run, chasing the sun, trying to keep the dream alive. And the clock up on the wall is really on a roll. And the time it takes to write this song is, it's all I know. I wanna hold her hand in the back of a Chevy van. I wanna hold her hand. We're on the run, chasing the sun, looking for another day. Long for the ride out in the night, underneath the Milky Way. We don't need a reason, we don't need a rhyme. We're on the run, chasing the sun, just trying to get it right. On the run.
Oh, I love that one. That is a great Canadian band called Hemingway Corner. You may remember from the 90s. Was it the 90s? I don't even know when that record came out. Maybe we'll have to dig it up. Maybe we'll dig it up and play another one from Hemingway Corner because they had a great record. Anyways, that was their most recent record 5 years ago already, Speed of Life. That's a great song called On the Run. Before that, we heard a guy named Nick Rose, who I first got to know as a great singer-songwriter. I found out about that great EP. It's called the Clover Hill EP, and that great song is called Light at Dawn. And then Nick went and joined this big-time pop rock band called Sweet Thing, which I also really enjoyed, but it was so completely night and day different from the solo thing. And then it would appear that band has since broken up, but I don't know whatever happened to Nick. He should go back to the singer-songwriter thing. It was good. It was good. Good stuff there. We heard Leroy Stagger and the Wildflowers in there from the album Little Victories. We heard Hard Town and Dirty Little Town by Kieran Kane from his fabulous record Dead Reckoning. We're going to take a quick break and come back. We'll tell you about great festivals coming up and other fun stuff and, you know, whatever else you want to hear. Stick around.